Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Drew Reserve, round 15, match day on K-Rock 955 this afternoon. St Joseph's and Geelong West Giants. And we are in footy spotlight thanks to Harmac Holmes. Harmac Holmes, passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way. Great to have Paul Carson, the coach of the St Joey's Football Club, join us in the K-Rock box. Carso, welcome. Thanks for coming. We were just talking to the boys before we went to the break about what you do between the last game and now, a couple, 3 weeks ago. How have you managed the squad and with the knowledge that there's only going to be two or three games left for the season?
Good question. First and foremost, we gave the guys all had a running program, I suppose, and some weights to do. Now, that varied for individuals, whether they could access gyms at times, I suppose. But it was more probably just checking in on the guys every few days as individuals, and they'd just individual phone calls and just sort of checking to see how they were going and how they were coping, because it affects everyone differently, depending on what's going on in their life, and no different to you or I. But, I didn't talk footy one bit, to be honest with you. I thought, for me, there's probably bigger things going on in the world than footy, and we addressed that today, that we feel like we're pretty fortunate to be back and have the opportunity to play with our mates again. That's probably been our approach.
You got a pretty quick call back, I suppose, Tuesday in terms of the restrictions being, the lockdown ending. How did you go in terms of getting the boys back to training? What did you do between sort of then and now?
Well, once we knew we were training, playing Sunday, we trained Wednesday, Friday. So it wasn't such a bad thing for us. We were able to get the guys going again Wednesday, and it was relatively a light session, you'd say, and just to get their bodies moving again and get them touching the footies again. And then a similar sort of session, ramped it up a little bit Friday, but it hasn't been anything over the top, given the layoff. Some guys have probably done nothing and others have probably trained really hard, and that's the, we can't control that to a degree. So, the build-up's been okay, considering. Yep.
All right, now this is going to be very hard-hitting now. We're going to have the two coaches of the St Mary's Footy Club and the Colac Footy Club. They're going to be hard-hitting with Carso. Rowan, do you want to start?
Yeah, Carso, obviously probably your strongest team that you've had on the park for the whole year with the VFL boys coming back. So with that, Hovey, a couple of weeks ago, pushed forward. He's been playing key back for you, Macy. Is that something you're going to look at doing again today, pushing Hovey forward?
Yeah, I think so. And fortunately, as you say, the VFL got a bye this weekend, so we accessed JK McLaughlin for the first time, which is exciting. We love having him back, and he loves playing here. He got on the front foot to me and said, I've got a week off, I want to play. And other than probably Cal Mitchell, this is as strong as we nearly get. So to answer your question, Josh Hovey probably will play. It's been a bit of time forward today and or ruck. As you probably saw firsthand, he looked quite dangerous that game against you guys, and his hands were sticky, and he's just a big, strong man, and he probably straightens us up a little bit when we need it, and he's a presence. So hoping for something similar today would be good. Yep.
My turn. So, Carso, we talked about your side. I guess we had West a few weeks back, and they stretched us to the last minute. What are you focusing in on the opposition? Because they were pretty classy for us.
Yeah, and up until this week, I haven't taken much notice of them, to be honest, because we weren't scheduled to play them to round 18. So wasn't really on the radar, but did a little bit of background sort of research throughout the week, and surprisingly, quite quick, I would say, quite quick on the outside. Pretty good skill level. They look to probably possess the footy a lot by hand and by foot. And so we addressed that throughout the week, trying to take their space away and try to defend them really hard. We do feel like we'll get opportunity to get the ball back. They're uncontested marks, nearly close to number one in the competition. So yeah, they do, they're real indicators on how they want to try and play. And watching the reserves right now, they're no different out here at 12 o'clock. So, yeah, we'll have some things in place today that we're trying be fairly aggressive in our defence and try and get the ball back. Yeah.
You got three to go, obviously, today, and you got, I think, Bell Park and St Albans to come, if that's the way it's supposed to work. Mm. You're a game out of the five now. It's just keep winning games, and then destiny's in your own hands.
Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it was easy as that, we'll finish third. And, that is it in a nutshell. We need to keep winning, and, we're in no illusions where we're at as a footy club and the position we're in. And, like I've said previously, we approach every game as winnable. We don't feel like we're the seventh best team in the competition. However, that's the position we are as we speak. So, the competition, our challenge starts today, basically. Yep.
So it's because it's a bit of a sprint now to the finals, isn't it? You haven't really got that much time to get organised. So how do you go about that with only a couple of games to go as well for the team?
Not much changes, really. We've got to try and keep our team healthy, first and foremost. If we feel like if we can be somewhere close to full strength, then we're always a real chance. And then it just comes down to probably form, having guys in form and having your best players in good form. And we're no different to everybody else. And if these things all align, we should end up where we deserve to finish, hopefully.
Finals at West. What's your view on that?
Love that. We are not overly quick and fairly contested. And West is probably similar to this shape out here that we've got. So I've got no issues with that. I think as a player, you probably want to play on Simmons, and that was a beautiful surface to play on, of course. But I think as far as atmosphere goes and trying to build a vibe up of the finals, I don't mind Geelong West. And they've got great facilities now, so we're happy. As long as we're playing, I don't think it'll matter too much.
As long as you get there.
Yeah.
And your own coaching for next year, what's the scenario with you and the club there?
Really, really close to probably have an announcement soon, I would have thought, yeah. Not far off.
A good announcement.
Not giving away much there.
He's pretty good, isn't he? Eh?
Todd Devine's sealed me, told me just to button up. He'll have that. He'll talk about that in all good time.
But it's looking good, though.
Yes, it's looking good. Yeah, absolutely.
Will Kingy get the scoop?
Kingy will get the scoop. He's been texting for about 2 weeks straight because there's only myself and Dave McMahon at Newtown, I believe, who haven't re-signed, so he's been all over it like a rat.
He might have texted me he might have texted me earlier this afternoon. Just make sure you ask Carso where he's at. So that's good. And because obviously you've got a team, you know, you've always been strong. We've spoken already previously about the youth that's in the team now, and also pretty quick and got good players in the under-17s and the 19s. Mm. So you've really got a good blend and a good mix of, you know, recruiting, obviously, but, you know, you've got a great bottom end with the kids, haven't you?
That's the thing that excites me the most. I feel like in 2019, when I took over, I almost inherited a team, and I inherited a back-to-back premiership team, so that was a little bit daunting. We obviously didn't get off the ground last year. I feel like this year, for the first time, I've been able to probably mould a team or pull a team together that I can nearly say is mine and wholly and solely, no influence of Heath Jamison or anybody else, and that's probably what excites me about the future as well, that we've got so many good kids coming through 17s and 19s that we have an opportunity as a coaching group and myself to keep building on that, and the future still looks bright for us. We we think we're still in our window and will be for a long time. So it'd be good to be able to mould these kids and get them going the way I hope to.
What do you think the scenario might be with Henry Walsh? You think he's...
Good question.
He's obviously played, during the break or earlier in the month in VFL when there was a bit of a lockdown and as a top-up, but where do you think he sits?
He's definitely had AFL interest. Mm. Is he ready at that level yet? Not sure. Probably not physically. He'd be the first one to admit that. He's still learning his craft very much, but he's probably shown at times at this level, he's super at this level, and he's, for a 19-year-old kid, just turned 19, but he's got so much upside. Personally, I would probably think he might be here again next year, dabble a little bit more in the VFL. I've got no doubt the AFL scouts will have close eye on him for the next couple of years. And as we know with big guys, they give them more time.
They get longer, don't they? Yeah.
He might have scouts watching for the next 4 or 5 years and watching his development until they think they can get him to a point to play. But Henry's an interesting character. He's a ripper and he loves working on the farm, and footy... He's not his number one priority in life, and it's probably why we love him. No doubt he's still highly talented, and he's got he comes from good genes, obviously, with his brother Sam.
So. He goes okay, doesn't he?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that kid goes okay. Yeah, as a Carlton supporter, I'm pretty happy watching him week on week. Yeah.
Well, good luck today, and as we said, with the sprint to the finals, it's going to be interesting over the next couple of weeks. We wish you the best, and I'm sure we'll talk to you between now and the end of the GFL season. So thanks for joining us.
Beautiful. No worries. Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks to Paul Carson, the coach of the St. Joey's Football Club.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.